Okay, that's it for this week. In closing, we've got some great stuff coming up. We're in a mood to be creative and positive. Next week, a fabulous interview with Peter Gurelnik, who's one of my favorite authors. He's a music historian. He wrote a 2-volume set biography of Elvis Presley that is the finest biography I've ever read. Now, you know, it probably ties with William Manchester's series on Churchill, which is also one of my favorite. It took Peter about 9 years to write them both. And if you love music, it takes you back into a moment when incredible soul and gospel and blues and rock and roll came together. It was part of the whole incredible musical renaissance that came out of West Tennessee, where I live, and produced Elvis Presley and many great musicians. And Peter has gone back and studied the history of much of the soul and rock era and folk as well. He teaches creative writing at Vanderbilt for one semester in the spring semester. And his knowledge of music and music as part of the American culture and American experience is fantastic. Now, I am unbelievably interested in the importance of music and the arts to economic revival and economic restoration. And I think music and arts are essential to the creation of healthy and successful places. So to me, I've always come at it from the economic development, you know, with my money hat on. Everything to me comes down to money. But it's a remarkable conversation about a remarkable period in our history and the music that made it. So Peter Gurelnik, a great conversation. Fresh Food with Jeffrey Smith. Jeffrey is the person leading the charge against GMO foods. What he has managed to accomplish is just absolutely astonishing. We've had him on the Salieri Report when he published his documentary leading from his book, also called Genetic Roulette. If you haven't listened to that or seen that documentary, you absolutely want to see it. But he's going to update us on all the amazing things that are going on to protect and build our fresh food supply. And that's imperative to me. It is so important to me that you succeed and build wealth in this environment. You cannot do it unless you're healthy. You cannot build it unless your immune system is strong. You cannot build it if you're toxic. And it all begins with fresh food. So it's very important to me that you have fresh food and you have it on an affordable basis. And I think Jeffrey is somebody who is really trying to help make that happen. Then June 12th, Franklin Sanders will join us. We're going to talk about fructify, his verb for being a productive human. He's got 2 great books, Lessons Learned from Dogwood Mudhole 1 and 2. They're both out now. We're going to be talking to him about lessons learned from Dogwood Mudhole that you can use in your life to be productive. And we've got a lot of theories on what it takes to be successful in this environment. So we're also going to touch, of course, on precious metals. We can't have Franklin on and not do so. So until May 29th with Peter, and we'll be talking about music and rock and roll, including rock and roll that makes money in your place. Please remember, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.